It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Biz Carson, a group of Silicon Valley billionaires banding together to create a fund to protect their political interests. Biz, what can you tell us about this California renewal and the people behind it? They're, I guess for a change, billionaires are not fleeing the state, right?
Well, a lot of them still have fled the state, and this is their effort to kind of regain political control in California. The proposed billionaires tax has been a breaking point for many of them to leave the state and to get involved in politics. And they've spun up a lot of short-term groups to counter that ballot measure specifically. But the idea behind California Renewal is a more permanent political force, something to counter the unions and the established political powers in Sacramento. And so they're trying to raise at least $100 million this year, maybe up to $500 million or a billion, to establish themselves as a permanent political counterforce in the state.
Well, clearly these are people who are accustomed to and good at raising money, but $100 million, where are they going to spend it? How are they going to, obviously it's a daunting task that they to change the political sort of landscape in California. How are they going to spend it?
Well, the idea is to create a permanent fund similar to the union. So they draw money from their membership dues and they can spend it on ballot measures and candidates and whatever is in their best interest. The tech community hasn't really had a permanent fund like this. They tend to say, I'm going to attack this ballot measure or I'm going to back this candidate. And this would be creating an endowment fund that would invest in politics long term. And that opens the door for them to invest in a lot of different things, from candidates to their own interests. And we'll see. This is still very nascent. This group is just coming together. But they want to play a big political force, or they want to be a big political machine in the state going forward.
Silicon Valley has tried to be politically influential in the past, but I guess more often are targeted at Washington. Have they simply just sort of ignored California, taken it for granted, taken it with all the sort of warts in terms of the political landscape here?
Certainly. And there are definitely some billionaires who are in the class of happy to pay their taxes and are staying in the state and are fighting for it. I think for many, though, this billionaire tax proposal has been a breaking point, saying, you know, why is this union coming after us? Why are they promoting, you know, what they view as bad ideas, a tax on entrepreneurship and founders? And realizing, similar to the need to play at the federal level to protect their companies, they need to be active in the state to protect both their companies, but also their own personal interests.
Do we know, we haven't really talked about individual names, who is behind this? Who's sticking around and trying to fight the billionaires tax and everything else?
So the group itself is being led by a woman named Maria Davidson. She comes from the startup world. She doesn't have any political experience. And this is kind of her opening salvo into this world. But behind her is a coalition of folks, including Neil Mehta, the founder of Green Oaks Capital, who we've talked to people is helping promote the idea. Billionaires like Joe Lonsdale and also Gary Tan, the influential startup founder or startup CEO of Y Combinator, they're also supporting the project. And from our reporting, we understand that Maria and her team are going around and pitching other billionaires like Ripple's Chris Larson and many of the ultra wealthy in the state to get behind this.
Going to be interesting. That's Bloomberg's Biz Carson. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg's Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.